Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Today, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we want to talk about a new generation product for audit called Avenir. Now, to help set the frame for this particular product, I want you to understand that there's pretty radical change going on in our audit and trial balance tools that are available to us. Now, I know many of you don't perform audit, but you probably do trial balance as well. And so along the way, we've had three major competitors in the U.S. market: CCH Engagement, the Engagement CS replaced by Advanced Flow from Thomson Reuters, and Caseware. Well, new vendors have come to the market, and among the new vendors include players like Inflow and FieldGuide, and Avenir is one of those players. So Brian and I continue to watch tech stacks for you, and we're thinking that the audit tech stack here is getting ready for a pretty radical overhaul in the next little while. So Avenir is one of those products that's of a new generation audit tool. It's a global product, and that is interesting by itself, just like many of the other products that we have talked about in other tech labs are global products. But, you know, I think, Brian, at this point, I've tried to set up why we wanted to talk about Avenir. So what would you like our listeners to know about Avenir?
The thing I would suggest, I would say to you here, let me give you some background about Avenir and talk a little bit about how this product was created. And, you know, from some discussions that Randy and I have had with the Avenir employees, I think the first documented conversation I went back in my notes and saw, so this is something that we've been following for, you know, 3 or 4 years now. And so what they basically did was at Deloitte, they put together kind of a tiger team and they said, okay, we're going to rethink how we do small business audits. And we want you all to go figure out how to do this and then create a front end interface that can be used with small businesses and small business clients. So it started out being kind of a project management tool. It has integrations into other things. But again, when you think about what's happening with audit, let me just remind you, we're going into a world where there is going to be much more remote audit and much more 100% testing of transactions, as opposed to just focusing on samples at the end of the year. So this is a tool that's really designed for that new world where you're testing, you know, over an extended period of time, maybe all year. Like a lot of the big four do in their, you know, in companies like GM and Ford and others like that, where, you know, I've known people, you know, I knew some people that worked for Ernst & Young. They audited Coca-Cola their entire career at Ernst & Young. And I've known people that worked at Coopers & Lybrand, the firm I worked for when I got out of school, that only worked on Bell South or AT&T. And so when we think about this now, this tool is a cloud-based tool. You know, it has some pretty significant tools for managing things you're asking for from your clients, from your employees, managing the status of those things. It also has pre-built templates. It integrates, you know, again, when you get the higher end version, you end up with some guided forms. So it works very much like some of the competitors do, where the decisions you make and the choices you make customize the audit program for you and shape the level of testing and the volume of testing that you're going to do on things. They have some engagement tools. They have data persistence. When you think about, again, switching audit platforms because of the peer review requirements that we have in the United States, where you have to get a peer review every 3 years, this is a long selling process, and it is a long sales cycle because, you know, to get this to work, you've got to get the partners satisfied, their peer reviewers satisfied, you've got to get the staff satisfied, and then you've got to get the client satisfied. So it takes a while because this is, again, doing this thing is like replacing the powertrain in a car.
So Brian, you know, your point is well taken on a couple of three elements, but I'm just going to remind our listeners that Brian often introduces himself as a recovering auditor. He's done both internal and external audit, besides being a technology manager in a CPA firm and, you know, reviewer of a lot of technology and so forth, and he can do tax. I mean, he's got a lot of skill sets.
I will tell you, though, that the audit that I did 30 years ago when I first got out of school would be completely unrecognizable based on the standards today, you know, the risk management standards, the need to customize the audit program, the need to test, you know, in many cases, 100% of the information, the need to keep all the work papers on paper. You know, I have back problems because of carrying trunks around.
You are correct, because oddly enough, I helped with the risk standards that are out there today. And you look at quality of audits and many of the concerns. But, you know, I want to go after a couple of things in specific on this platform. They have it in two different levels: basic, which is $10 a user per month, and Pro, which is $65. So you got two levels of the product from that perspective. And the basic has a lot of feature set in it. But I think to do serious, you know, audit work, you would really have to be up on the Pro version.
I can't imagine a world where you would be able to do serious audits in the basic plan.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the basic product does have some very interesting cloud-based client collaboration capabilities, which I think are interesting, you know, on that light. But I also want to point out in this technology lab that we've seen pricing from the big vendors starting to price by the engagement rather than by the user or the platform. So you're going to see new pricing models as well. And just think about how different your practice would be if every tax trial balance cost you X and if every audit cost you Y. And that's how you were charged in the future. And by the way, those futures, I've seen them in the last 90 days in quotes to firms. So I'm not talking out of the side of my mouth on that. I'm talking about things that I've seen personally. Now, the basic product here, again, collaboration PBC, it makes sense. It's integrated with QuickBooks Online, and it's got some carry forward data and so forth. Again, if you were doing maybe simple tax trial balance, simple business stuff, maybe it'd be all right. But basically, you're either going to be looking at the basic version or the Pro version. And, you know, on the basic, where it's cloud-based, it's got carry forward, they're doing bank grade security, which is good. They have an integration with confirmation. And by the way, we've been reviewing three other confirmation competitors, which we'll hopefully talk to you about in future tech labs as well. But, you know, the client collaboration portal and the branding and so forth that they do, and unlimited storage, it's an okay basic story, but that's probably not enough to get the job done. But we are now seeing sincere effort, not only from Avenir, but also from other competitors, to have a pure collaborative cloud-based platform for audits, comps, and reviews.
You know, the thing I would say here is that the changes that are happening in the audit standards now, with the rewriting of many of them for plain language, and the changes to make them more harmonized with other standards like international auditing standards and Yellow Book and other things like that. You know, with all of those changes going on here, a lot of firms are thinking that maybe they want to do something different and they want to consider other products outside of the traditional tools they have. also some of the existing, there are a lot of new competitors coming in besides this. I mean, CPA.com is coming out with their dynamic audit solution. We have Caseware Cloud. We have engagement, access engagement from CCH. So we've got a lot of significant changes here. And I would encourage you to have a look at many of these other platforms and see what the best thinking is, okay? Because I think what's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years is that audit is going to have a quantum leap. It's probably already started, but I think in the next 2 to 5 years, there's going to be a huge change in how audits are done. I think COVID forced a lot of that with making remote auditing more palatable and more acceptable to folks. And so as a result of this now, it's a natural evolution that your engagement platform is going to be a cloud-based platform versus a desktop platform. You know, in the past, we had to worry about, can we get internet in the audit room anymore? And now, you know, having knowledge workers in a business that don't have internet access is just kind of unthinkable to them.
Yeah. So, Brian, you know, you're actually trying to set the stage correctly, I think, because the timing of these decisions, in my last tech assessment I did for a CPA firm, I actually recommended that they consider their audit replacement toolkit for 2024, because I looked at the timing of the review and other projects and said, you know, but you better start looking now was my direction, because it's going to be real different than what you're used to doing. And everything that you know today is pretty much getting replaced because...
And you're quite literally eating the proverbial elephant. So you have to, you know, this is something where if I think about this, I would suggest that you finish your peer review, you select it for the 3-year cycle, you select a new platform, you start piloting engagements on the new platform, you consult with your peer reviewer to get feedback on how things are going and adjust your audit approach. You do more testing in the third year of this and then training, and then you get ready to go live with your next peer review cycle. So I'm suggesting that I think it's probably 2 to 3 years of transition in here, just so that you can get good cutoff between old platforms, new platforms, and so you can get everybody to change, because the stuff you have to change is really not necessarily the work, but you have to change the stuff between people's ears. It's not the conceptual things that you're doing, it's the how you actually do them. And, you know, if you think about what we do in audit, it's very much like a Rube Goldberg device where we have 20 applications we have to work, and we have to know how to use each, you know, little parts of each of these 20 applications. With this, you're switching to one that's integrated. Maybe you have a few more than that, but it's really, you're switching to a platform. And that's what all the publishers are trying to get you to do, is to switch to their audit platform. And so as you're thinking about this, This is one of those things like picking out tax software, where you are getting married to this platform. And so the level of due diligence that you need to do for Avenir or Access Engagement or any application that we're talking about in the audit space is much higher, because it is quite literally your reputation on the line.
Yeah. So Brian, as you're kind of laying all that out, this is a pretty major stepping point for a lot of firms. And so I think it's critical that you're careful about where you go. And Avenir is one of those platforms that I think represents this new world. And, you know, I'm just thinking about it with you, Brian. We didn't even talk about data analytics, audit analytics, presentation to the client, fraud detection tool. I mean, none of that, all that's in play here. So, wow. Well, I know we wanted an introduction for our listeners. I think we've gotten that accomplished. Any parting comments? Any parting thoughts?
You know, I think it's one of the tools you ought to be looking at along with some of the others I made. You know, this is something where I don't want you to wait till the last minute on this. You need to be thinking 24, 36 months in advance on this kind of transition, because this is going to be fruit basket turnover for you, your staff, your clients, your scheduling. So the management of your firm is going to change, because when you do, some of the testing is going to change. the automation level is going to change. So the amount of work you have to do is going to change. The amount of human work that has to get done is going to change. And the amount of other work that is going to also have to change. So we realistically, you know, if you're going to do this, this is something I would jump into earlier rather than later. And I think Avanir is a great candidate.
Okay. So Brian, I get to ask you a typical partner level question. Can I retire before this happens?
You know, this is an interesting transition that's happening in here. And I'm thinking about the CPA Firm Association, whose conference we went to, and I were at a couple of weeks ago. And I will say that I would be lying if I said I didn't hear that at the dinner event we had that night at least three times.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And, you know, friends, I'm not trying to get you to retire, you know, to avoid a technology change. What I'd encourage you to do is to leave your firm better by helping with that implementation is kind of your parting last hurrah. And I know that's not the way a lot of partners look at it, but I think that's in everybody's best interest and in the best interest of the profession.
Yeah, well, you got to have a strong firm if you want them to pay your payouts.
Hey, isn't that the truth? Well, we appreciate your time on the Technology Lab with Brian and I. We know we've got a lot more things like this to talk about. We'll see you in another lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.